Being a small business owner can be hard enough. Couple that with life as a musician and you have a scheduling nightmare. But as WMUK intern Chelsea Ziegler reports, three local musicians are making it work.
At night, Kurt Trammell is the backing guitarist for the Celtic band Fun More. But during the day, he's the owner of the ice cream and local produce shop Station 66 in Battle Creek. Trammell books other bands to perform at Station 66, but sometimes schedules don't line up.
So what I've kind of done to accommodate that is to have my group play down at the station for outdoor concerts. Best advertising for us is word of mouth. And we have a lot of old memorabilia and old signage, an old gas pump down there. It really fits well with you know, the antique car club scene. And car clubs really communicate a lot. They talk amongst themselves, and word spreads fast.
Trammell says even when the doors of Station 66 are closed in the winter, he still has to juggle booking his band and preparing his shop for the new season.
We take that opportunity to clean the floors and strip them and make sure everything is just spick and span, just really clean. And then we also look at adding new menu items, doing some research on just experimenting, cooking different things.
Trammell's life is a balancing act between his business and his art, but he's not alone. Now working part-time, Dave Cleveland used to work 60 hours a week at his heating and cooling business. He also played in two local blues bands, The Cats in the House and Seventh Son. Cleveland still performs with Seventh Son today.
One of the nice things about running your own business is you can kind of determine what your hours are going to be and what you're going to do. And if you just don't feel like getting out of bed to do it, you don't have to. When you're not out in the field actually working on somebody's heating or cooling, there are other things that have to be taken care of. You know, you got to do the books, and it can be really time consuming. It can take a lot of time after grinding it out for 60 hours, you know, in a given week. It's nice to have a Friday night or Saturday night to look forward to playing, to kind of change it up. So they work pretty good together, but there's not always a whole lot of time for anything else.
You used to love me. Bill LaValle is a mental health therapist at W&D LaValle Inc. on weekdays and plays in Big Boss Blues on weekends. He sits in his office space with his guitar on a stand in the corner.
I'd been part of an agency and a system for, you know, most of my career, and I had no choice but to start over and recreate myself because I lost my job at 20 years. So here I am, you know, running my own business and loving it. So if I have a weeknight show, I can schedule a late morning, or if I have to leave early because I have to travel, I can end my day earlier if I need, you know, a week off.
LaValle says he splits his time. Fridays are reserved for booking venues and therapy paperwork, while Saturdays and Sundays are reserved for concerts. Managing a business is stressful enough without being in a band, but Dave Cleveland says the release he gets from playing music makes it worthwhile.
Just, you know, playing together with other people is does a special thing for your brain. It's hard to say that what that process does, but it's something that if you don't do it for a while, you miss it.
For WMUK, I'm Chelsea Ziegler.